Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday, three engines, one truck, and two fire chiefs from Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a reported structure fire at 2nd and A Streets in the rail yard building in Eureka. The first arriving unit found the smoke coming from the vacant rail yard building. Fire crews gained access through the security fence and forced entry into the building. Additional crews established a water supply from a nearby hydrant and pulled an attack hose to the building. Once everything was set up, the fire was extinguished quickly. The fire caused minor smoke and heat damage to the interior of the vacant rail yard building. There was significant evidence of transient activity inside the building, which is believed to have also caused the fire. Humboldt Bay Fire would like to remind the community to secure all buildings, especially vacant buildings and areas under buildings, from unpermitted entry. It is equally important to secure dumpsters and trash receptacles to protect property from unwanted fire threat. The County Department of Environmental Health has expanded its quarantine on sport-harvested clams and scallops taken from Humboldt Bay. The clams and scallops join mussels on the quarantine list due to the increased levels of a naturally occurring toxin that is dangerous for humans. The quarantine does not extend to commercially sold clams, mussels, and scallops because those distributors are subject to frequent and mandatory testing. If you have any questions, you're encouraged to contact the County Department of Health. St. Joseph's Hospital announced that the new Northeast Tower has been opened to patients. The facility will house the ICU, pre-op and post-op surgical care, surgery suites and operating rooms, and an expanded emergency department. Residents of Bayside gathered at the Grange to discuss making improvements to Old Arcata Road to make sure it's safer for vehicles, pedestrians, and cyclists. The Better Together grassroots group has received a $2,000 grant from the Humboldt Area Foundation. Volunteers have been joining groups that will focus on improving safety, especially for bicycle and pedestrians. The next meeting will be held Sunday, the 18th. College of the Redwoods continuing its work to provide training and education for students looking to transition immediately into the workforce announced that it will offer a free informational meeting for those interested in taking medical assisting classes. The meeting will be held on the 15th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the downtown Eureka site. Medical assistance program is just one of the programs CR offers in health occupation. The medical assisting class lasts 13 weeks and includes lab work, classroom training, and clinical work at a local healthcare facility. For more information, contact the college or check the website. We'll have more KINS news after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
In last week's Our Community, we discussed the problem homelessness brings to the region. There are short and long-term solutions to tackling the issue. The city of Eureka is a well-known stomping ground for many that are homeless. City Manager David Tyson says the city shows a lot of generosity. Even though the city doesn't fund the services, the actions of Good Samaritan groups have gone a long way. What might be even better is if these groups could work together.
Well, we do provide services in Eureka, probably to a greater scale than some of the others. And it's not the city of Eureka. It's a lot of well-intentioned community groups that provide those services. And I think a coordinated effort on the parts of those service providers would certainly be of benefit.
Tyson says more could be done in housing issues.
Do a pretty good job of feeding and clothing, but we do a great job in this region of providing housing. There is certainly a need for housing.
We will continue discussing what can be done about the homeless problem in future Our Community segments. And with the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.